And I will say this, for the longest part of my career, I shied away from speaking to military audiences because I felt like, as a disabled veteran who did not see combat, and I'll put that out there right now, I did not see combat, that I had no right to have a voice in the veteran community. And it was the statistic of the 22, and I dove into the research on that. And what people find shocking is the majority of veteran suicides are from veterans who never saw combat. And I was like, hold on, wait a minute, if that's the case, because that's not what we're told, then what is it? Well, it's the transition. And I don't want to turn this into a whole piece about, you know, the transition and everything. I know we have more to cover, but I just want to say that because so many veterans feel alone and they feel like my service didn't count. Noah Galloway, I love the man. He was on the cover of Muscle and Fitness magazine, Dancing with the Stars, when I was going through all of this. And that was the bar. And I was like, well, he's doing that, double amputee, you know, all the things he's gone through. What am I complaining about? I have no right. And what I realized is our journeys are personal. They're personal to us. And you can only measure yourself on your own personal experience and not what somebody else has gone through. So I had to find my voice.
At MilitaryCreatorCon.com.
Great X, you. Roger.
And I'm so excited today to be joined by Zach Starr. Not to be confused with my good friend Mike Starr. Not related. How are you, Zach?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Doing awesome. I'm really excited to talk to you today. I got to know you earlier this year, or all these years blend together, earlier in the process of planning for the conference, but really have always had great conversations with you. Love what you're about. So really excited to get into it today. How are you today, Zach?
Yeah, I'm excited, man. And I'm excited for the conference coming up. I know we're going to get into that, but yeah, I'm excited for what you guys are putting together and just happy to be a part of it.
Yeah, so I always feel like it's a podcast interview, but I always want to give people, if they don't know who you are at all or your background, can you just tell us for a few minutes, you know, kind of a little bit about your background, kind of a little bit, you were in the military, what branch, and kind of what you're doing now and a little bit of your path.
Sure. Yeah. And it all strings together. You know, I was, like a lot of us that joined the military, I didn't know what I was going to do, no direction. Joined when I was 17. And it was in the late 90s, mid 90s. So to date myself a little bit, but it was the only step for me. And I came from a broken home. I was in like 7 schools by the time I graduated high school, 2 countries, not military related. And joined when I was 17, got injured when I was in, and ended up having 2 surgeries that they ended up leaving loose screws in my shoulder joint, which, you know, military medicine, you get what you get and you don't throw a fit. But they were like, ah, don't worry. They actually dropped it during surgery and they were like, it won't cause any problems. And got discharged. Ended my career at Walter Reed. Got medically discharged. And like a lot of veterans, I was kind of trying to find myself after that. And it went through so many jobs and so many iterations. For me, the military was the first time I was part of a team of that caliber. It was the first time I had any structure in my life. I did sports and I was very athletic, but it was the first time I had that community around me. And when all that was stripped away, it was like uniform gone. This is before social media. You lost touch with everybody. And I was lost. And injury bothered me for my career. You know, I was trying to find different jobs. And about 8 years later, that screw that was loose caused more damage. And then 2 more came out. They didn't put them in the bone properly and destroyed my shoulder. And at the time, I was pursuing professional acting and had my own business. And all of that came crashing down. Typical story, VA over-medicated me. And I went through a dark, dark time, suicide ideation and the full bit. And I say all that to say that feeds into what I do now. Because now, for the past 15 years, I have been pursuing helping veterans understand what that transition is like. What happens when you remove the uniform? And so I help veterans transition beyond the uniform so that they can thrive in life. And I do that through coaching and public speaking. Had a lot of jobs in the in-between, a lot of life experiences. But in a nutshell, I mean, that's it. I took my injury, turned that almost ended my life, you know, through depression and suicide and all of that, and decided I have one of 2 paths. I can either end everything now, or I can try to make it better for the person who's coming behind me and try to help somebody else not fall into that hole. And so that's where I am today. And so I have a public speaking career. I've got a family of my wife and 2 kids. We live in Fort Worth, Texas, and life is good.
No, I love that. There's so much kind of to unpack there. Definitely love your story for, you know, not just because it's easy when everything's going a certain way for people to, you know, be excited and be kind of acting like everything's okay. But it's those moments, you know, when it's the extreme lows that I think pretty much probably everybody just about goes through at one point or another, you know, to see, you know, you kind of on the other side of that to some degree. And what I mean by that is not that you're not on the totally on the other side of it. I'm sure it's one of those things that, you know, that we all kind of have to, that it's a daily thing, right, of getting through. But the fact that you've kind of stuck through it and want to help other people be better and do better, you know, I love that that's kind of what you're doing with your life.
Yeah, and I mean, let's be real. It didn't happen overnight. You know, some people's journey, they have an obstacle and then it's like, oh no, I made a decision and I just ran and went with it. That was not the case for me. You know, I wasted about a decade of my life in and out of these ebbs and flows of depression. And I still go through those cycles, you know, to be honest with the audience, like there's no off button for depression. And when you live with chronic pain like I do now, so now I'm 10 surgeries in, total joint replacement in, nerve damage from those loose screws. I deal with secondary injuries with back, neck, sleep issues, all of it, memory issues. I have a service dog who's by my feet right now who helps me navigate that. So there was nothing that ever switched that switch and it's like, oh, it's done. What I had to learn is I either have to deal with this and learn how to navigate life in a new normal. And I think that's the big key is, you know, for a decade, I was fighting with myself because I thought I was the former version of myself. I was holding myself to that bar. Like I was a great athlete, you know, in rugby and other things. And it was like, I was the physical guy. I was the jock. And now I can't be. And I was holding myself to that standard. And so for a decade, I didn't really face reality. And so it didn't happen overnight. It's been a slow grind, but we're on the other side. And I use everything that I've gone through to help other people because that's where I get my energy from is being in service of others.
I love that. And then also a big part of why we want to build this conference out and amplify the military creator community is to let people know they're not alone and they're not, you know, kind of going through these different things by themselves, that there's other quote unquote crazy people. And at least I'm going to identify me as being that person, you know, that sometimes you feel almost like you're one of the only ones that goes through some of these things, but then all of a sudden you realize, you know, that so many more people do than we always realize. So, you know, I love what you're already doing and what you're already about. So it's been a great fit to have you, you know, kind of be not only speak, but, you know, come alongside us on this path together.
It's huge. You know, community is such a pivotal piece in our evolution. We weren't designed to be alone. We weren't designed to live in solitary confinement. And the funny thing is, you know, when we're in the military, there's very little that we do alone. And yet we get out, we find ourselves alone. We're like, oh, I'm supposed to just use the resources around me and I'm supposed to grind through and I'm supposed to shut up, suck it up and deal with it. And finding that community is what will help get you out of those sticky situations, right? And all of the veterans that I talk to that open up to me, and there's so many, you know, we have a film, The Epic Mile, that is part of my journey. And when we show that, we hear from veterans all the time. And it's, I thought I was the only one, exactly what you just said. I thought I was the only one going through this. I thought I was the only one feeling this. And I will say this, for the longest part of my career, I shied away from speaking to military audiences because I felt like as a disabled veteran who did not see combat, and I'll put that out there right now, I did not see combat, that I had no right to have a voice in the veteran community. And it was the statistic of the 22, and I dove into the research on that. And what people find shocking is the majority of veteran suicides are from veterans who never saw combat. And I was like, hold on, wait a minute. If that's the case, because that's not what we're told, then what is it? Well, it's the transition. And I don't want to turn this into a whole piece about, you know, the transition and everything. I know we have more to cover, but I just want to say that because so many veterans feel alone and they feel like, oh, my service didn't count. Noah Galloway, I love the man. He was on the cover of Muscle and Fitness magazine, Dancing with the Stars, when I was going through all of this. And that was the bar. And I was like, well, he's doing that, double amputee, you know, all the things he's gone through. What am I complaining about? I have no right. And what I realized is our journeys are personal. They're personal to us. And you can only measure yourself on your own personal experience and not what somebody else has gone through. So I had to find my voice.
And I love that. And I know it's Michael Jordan, but I heard when it, so he's, I've always been a big Michael Jordan fan growing up and, you know, kind of loved his drive and his always wanting kind of to be better. But recently, probably in the last 8 months, I saw a quote that reminds me of what you said where, you know, he talked about how he was competing, but really against himself and his own path and his own thing, right? Like he was definitely competitive in general, but what fed him is to be the best version of himself every single day, you know, and to know what he was capable of and to drive himself to be that. So, you know, I hear a little bit of that when with what you're saying.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what I'm excited about for Military CreatorCon is that we get to be in community, like we said, and we get to help as speakers, as somebody who's taking the stage, we get to help other creators find their voice, use their voice, and elevate their voice. Because I believe everybody has something to share with the world. And fear, a lot of times, feeling like we're not enough, we get in our own way. And being part of a community of other people that understand it and have been there and are doing the thing, there's nothing more powerful than that.
So I love that you kind of talk about a little bit of you're going to be talking on stage. You're going to be kind of closing us out at Military CreatorCon, which is really super cool. Tell us a little bit about if someone's hearing and, you know, what can they kind of look forward to? Maybe give them a little teaser or a little bit of piece about what you'll be talking about.
A little teaser. I actually see over here, there's a little teaser right here. This is how I write keynotes. So there's a little bit of a teaser, but don't zoom in. It won't make any sense to anybody else. But I have a framework called the Trust Accelerator, and it is a process that entrepreneurs, business owners, creators can use to shorten the trust cycle. Everything we hear about AI right now, I use AI daily, but what AI is doing is decaying trust amongst humans. And this is about taking it back to the origin of humanity, 200,000 years. We are all about what we're doing right now, face-to-face communication. And so I show people how to leverage technology for that type of communication so that they can shorten their sales cycles, so that they can increase their outreach, so they can create better relationships with vendors, clients, potential sponsors. And I show them that in the Trust Accelerator. And I'm excited to show the audience. And it's the closing keynote, like you said. So we're also going to wrap up and show them how everything they learned over the two and a half days can be utilized within their business or their platform.
And I want to give you recognition as well. Again, I appreciate that you've been excited about being a part. You know, your time is, of course, is very valuable. And you're not only you're local, but you are going to be kind of involved the whole time at the conference and really be, you know, kind of there and present. So, you know, you kind of talk about wrapping up the few days. The cool thing is, you know, that so many of the people that are coming and that are part of Military CreatorCon this year are going to be accessible, of course, and you know, so I definitely wanted to point that out and give you recognition, but also, you know, encourage people to, you know, you're very approachable. You know, a lot of the other, pretty much everybody is that way. You know, the fiber of what our conference is and the people that are, you know, representing it are very, you know, quote unquote in the trenches with us. Right. Like, and so I just want to make sure people know that, you know, even though you could just kind of come for a few hours and go home and whatever, you're kind of going to be there and be present. And that was something you kind of said from the first moment. So I wanted to acknowledge you for that.
Yeah. And I appreciate that. I will be there. Look, I have gone through so many different chapters in my life and journeys. And there's one thing that I know for certain is that the fastest way to growth is to learn from people who have already walked the path. And, you know, even when I did my hike on the PCT from Mexico to Canada, I had a mentor. And if there's any moment in life when I can pour into somebody else from my past experience and help them on their journey, I am there. And so I'm super excited to be there. I know other creators who will be there. I'm excited to see some familiar faces. And it's just going to be a great event. I think this is an example of what this community is all about. There's nothing like it. There's nothing like the military veteran space at all. And to bring us all together, especially like you said, because it's in my backyard, that definitely makes me even more excited. It's going to be fantastic. And I'm very approachable. I would love to connect with anybody, whether it's through the app beforehand, because there is an app that they can connect with us, or on location, I'll be there.
So I wanted to kind of go back a little bit and dive into, so you definitely caught our attention. You sent us a pretty cool application video to speak and use video. And of course we sent you, using the program you used, you know, sent a video message back. But how did that come to be? Talk a little bit about how you, I don't want to say stumbled upon it, but like, I think what caught my attention in a good way is, you know, the power, we talk about the power audio, you know, I'm a big podcaster, right? And there is something to be said about that, but personalized video, I think, is one of the most underutilized thing we have. You know, I've years ago tried to send certain people messages, video messages for their birthday and personal things, you know, just to give that touch. And I know when I get a message, it's so few people do that, that everybody that does stands out, like every single person. So tell me a little bit about how that came to be for you.
Well, and that's the secret, right? I mean, I had an acting background, and that actually did not help me. It's what got me to hold a camera and start. And I remember when I was hiking the trail, I actually sent a video to Montel Williams to see if he would do an interview with me, and it got nothing, just crickets. And what I realized in that process and sending so many videos after that is all the mistakes that I was making. I was trying to send a YouTube link and people wouldn't open that. I was trying to send cold emails that they didn't know who I was. And over those years, I crafted this system that allowed me personally to get over an 80 to 90% open rate on my videos and view rate. And it allowed me to watch them. And to be honest with you, it wasn't until last year I was hired to MC an event for a friend. So I MC'd this 2-day conference, and she said, "We have one opening for a keynote. Would you do something?" And I said, "Absolutely." And she said, "Well, I know you do help, you know, you talk about helping veterans beyond the uniform. That's not our audience. What else have you got?" And I said, "Well, I can share this Trust Accelerator thing." It didn't have that title at the time. I said, "I could show this system that I use to get in front of other people and be authentic on camera for short form videos." And she's like, "Yeah, do that." And the amount of reply and response we got from that and the feedback was amazing, but I still didn't know what I had. And then last year I hired a coach, because I talk about learning from mentors. And so I hired a very high-end coach. Shout out to Dave Moreno. If you need a badass business coach that can elevate you, let me give him a shout out. And he saw a sizzle reel of it. I did it for another event, and he goes, "Dude, why aren't you doing this? Why aren't you doing more of this?" And I was like, "Well, I use it very effectively." And he said, No. Everyone can use this, every entrepreneur, everyone, because of what you just said. And now that AI has really changed in the last 6 months, what we're seeing is the decay of personal one-on-one communication. Everybody wants to automate everything they're doing, and that's fine. It has its place. But what we're doing is spam mail. You don't give your mailing address out to anybody anymore for a very specific reason. You don't want a bunch of junk mail. We're getting away from giving our email address. If you're anything like me, you have a junk email address that you give to people you don't want to have your real one. This is a system to get your face in front of other people. And like you said, I used it for you guys. I wanted to be on your stage. I sent you a short form, less than 2-minute video. You guys signed up for the same platform I use, and you sent a video right back. And that's the power it has. Because if I sent you that email in text form, you would have said, "Oh, here's another speaker application. We'll get to him." You guys sent one right back. And so that's the power it has. And now, you know, we've put a title around it, and I've put a framework around it, two frameworks, in fact, that I'll give the audience for free. And I'm just ready to share it with everybody so that they can elevate their voice, their platform, and help enhance their audience's experience.
Yeah, and you do, hopefully I'm not giving too much away, but you're also, there's some little things that you personalize in the video. Can you tell us a little bit about why you do that and what that is?
Yeah, I think the misconception with personalized video is sometimes people are saying, "Oh, I've seen it done," or, "Oh, I tried it, it didn't work." This has been 10 years of evolution for me in doing this process. And I have gone through, and I have an engineer's brain, so I've gone through every way possible of delivering these personalized messages, even to how you structure your actual message while you're on video. And the analogy I give is, especially as creators, we've all seen a movie that we were just like, this is rubbish, and we turned it off. And we all have the movie that we've seen multiple times. We've all heard a song that in the first eight bars, we're like, nope, next song, skip. And we all have the songs that we play in repeat. So it's not the device. It's not the tool. It's not video's fault. It's that we have the wrong framework and the wrong script. And so I show people, and I'm not going to give it away. They need to come to Military Creator Con. If they can't get there, then they need to dial into the virtual ticket, because I'm going to show you how you can get it open. What entices somebody to open your specific email with your video where they must click? It is a must click. It's not a maybe or I'll get to it. It creates curiosity so that they, personally for them, that they have to open it. And I'll show them how to do that at Military Creator Con.
Perfect. Thank you again, Zach. I'm so excited. I want to thank you again. You've been very supportive since the first time we've talked. I love what you're about, and I look forward to continuing to get to know you better. And can't wait for everybody that hasn't heard you or hasn't been around you yet to get to experience that.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate the invitation, and I'm excited to get there. You guys are doing great things. It's a great event, and I'm just excited to see it grow this year and on into the future. So proud to be a part of it.
Awesome. Thank you. Again, get your tickets. You don't want to miss Military Creator Con, April 16th to the 18th, and come see Zach and many other great people speaking. So thank you again, Zach.
Appreciate it. Bye.
At militarycreatorcon.com.
Great XQ. Roger.